Let's go! Huge video dropping on the SEC channel tomorrow. Also, we're chatting recruiting. We're also going to share with you one pretty bold college football playoff opinion. Let's freaking go!
It's Power Hour LSU.
PHL, extra little bit of swag, an extra little bit of taste.
Yeah. Man, I'm headed to the field. Yeah. Terror of the Titan, I'ma always keep it real. Come Everything on. Gonna get the power, it's the power. LSU with Carter, it's the power. LSU with Carter, man, I'm headed to the field. Yeah. Terror of the Titan, I'ma always keep it real. Come Everything on. Gonna get the power, it's the power. LSU with Carter, it's the power. LSU with Carter.
Master Blaster, what's good? So, you see, at the bottom right here, I know my face has cream on it, and it does look like the absolute worst thing imaginable for our YouTube viewers if you're watching this via podcast. I'll tell you why I have this very suspect-looking fluid on my face here in just a moment, but it's more important to share that on the SEC channel tomorrow, Power Hour SEC, somebody decided to come after me. He's going to regret that he decided to do it, unless he sends me something in the next 24 hours. So that will drop tomorrow. We're going to talk about the college football playoff and what ESPN had to say about LSU going into next year. This will be a shorter live stream. Obviously, we'll get into why in just a moment. So first thing. I want to talk about Jonah Williams. Now, this might not mean like a whole lot to quite a few people, but I do think this is some type of signal. Okay. So Jonah Williams will commit on Saturday. This is a five-star safety, okay, and the most prominent recruiting reporter when it comes to predictions is Steve Wilfong. And with 60% confidence, he logged a prediction for Jonah Williams to pick Texas. What I was told before this live stream via a very nice text message conversation with someone that I do trust is that this situation is a little bit more fluid than people want to put out there. Obviously, LSU wants to be in it. Oregon wants to be in it. This is a two-sport athlete who is very good at baseball. And this would be yet another elite five-star player. He says, yay, more predictions. So let me ask you this. If he was really going to pick Texas 100,000%, don't you think he would be silent on a fong bomb like this? Could this be a signal that this prediction is off? I'll let you come to your own interpretations, okay? So Jonah Williams, of course, you take a look at the recruiting ranking here, and, well, you see that their RPM machine has Texas as the favorite, 54.5%. But as many of you know, LSU has stuffed Texas in a locker with a lot of the recruiting battles that they have been in. I understand I really wanted Kalik Lockett. He ended up picking Texas. And Texas's recruiting class, as many of you know, is really good. Or is it? 15th in the national rankings, 8th. But it's still very early. So as you can see, Jonah Williams is really, really, really elite. Of the five stars, he is in the top 33% of the five-star recruits as the national top. Actually, On3 is the only one that doesn't have him as a five-star. But still, he is a big, 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 big-time recruit as Three Services has him the absolute best you can have him. Now, we get to the player that I feel is near certain that he's going to pick LSU. If you'd have told me months ago he was going to pick Texas, a lot of people felt he was going to be Texas because he was planning to commit to Texas, but he pushed his recruiting date back. That, of course, is Aiden Anding out of Ruston. We have a lot of viewers in North Louisiana. Obviously, I visit Ruston quite a bit. I really want a player that was coached by Kyle Williams to be a part of our defense. We already have one in Ahmad Bro, but it would be very nice to add another. I like Aiden Anding a lot. Obviously not the biggest guy in the world, but insanely skilled, and he just got back into the game of football last season where he helped shut down well, shutdown is a strong word, but he helped guard Tre'Dez Green in the state championship game to help win Ruston a state championship. This is a guy who is a very skilled player. When you actually watch him play basketball, it's not an athleticism thing. It really is a skill thing. So I really want Aiden Annie to be a part of this class. Obviously, you do have some other great corners led by DJ Pickett, but it would be nice to have another, especially after the Cade Phillips news. So really excited about that. As we say hi to Alan, the Master Blaster has been in here since the beginning. Kenya Day, good to see you. Skipper, holding it down in the PHL, Patreon, and Discord. Alan, thank you so much. And we get to the final thing that we will discuss tonight, okay? Boom. Okay? College football playoff predictions. I understand this is, I'll just show the LSU portion. I don't like sharing paywall content. I just realized that this was paywall content. So go read the whole thing for yourself. And most of you have an ESPN Plus subscription because you like watching as much sports as I do. So I believe this was Heather Dennett who wrote this article, and she has LSU as the number 12 team overall, but that does not mean they make the playoff, as obviously the playoff more than likely will have a group of five team as that number 12 seed. So LSU will be the first team out. What's interesting is she has four SEC teams in the first four teams out, with LSU, Missouri, Tennessee, and Oklahoma. I won't show you the rest because, you know, I like to not, you know, take paywall content unless it's free content. I'm sure it's posted somewhere, but ESPN, let the conspiracies go out there. They hate LSU. I'm kidding. They don't hate LSU. If anything, ESPN loves LSU as they employ quite a few former LSU players and just honestly LSU fans in big media capacities. And there may or may not be a pretty big LSU fan in an ESPN capacity who joins us next week. Okay. It is not Swagoo, though. That's my dream. One of my many dream LSU guests. Okay. We say hi to Scott, who is actually a Tennessee fan. Good to see you. I'll talk a little bit about the medical stuff that I'm going through. I actually just visited an ENT, HIPAA violation here, but I'm talking about my own medical stuff. I visited an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, in the last hour. Okay. So he, this is going to sound so pause-worthy. I'm telling you, Blake and all the sites are going to clip this. He put some of his cream on my face. It's like an antibiotic cream that looks like, well, if you've been there, I never thought I would be on the receiving end, if you know what I mean. But it's antibiotic cream. As you guys know, I've been battling just bumps, right? Just bumps on my skin. And I actually got cleared by my doctor for my itching issues last Friday. Okay. So I thought I was in the clear. So now I have a different medical issue I'm dealing with. And that's why I'm going short on the live stream. He gave me full clearance to do a full live stream, full clearance, but I'm going to take it easy because I do have a pretty big video that is dropping on the SEC channel tomorrow. And I am working on a Miller Moss film study that will probably come out on Sunday night. I'm working on some stuff for the NFL channel as well, putting some Patreon content together while also dealing with this under heavy antibiotics. So this sucks. And for those that don't know, and in this channel, it is me, it is my channel, but I like to open up personally about myself normally later in streams instead of early, but we're doing a quick one here. I had major ENT issues when I was at LSU, ear, nose, and throat issues. I had two pretty big throat surgeries. Once again, this live stream is going to be the most pause-worthy live stream in the history of PHL. So, if you're wondering what this glistening is, that's why I put my name on there. But it's one of those things where I am not. The doctor said I have a 80-ish% chance of still being able to go to Vegas. So this could be something serious that I'm dealing with, because I've dealt with something like this in the past. So I'm just putting it out there. There is a small likelihood I might not be able to go to the Vegas trip. I've already paid for all of my travel. I've already paid for it all. And I'm not going to lie, I will cry a lot if I'm not able to go. So I won't know until Wednesday morning, but he did say more than likely I'm going to be able to go. The thing that sucks about this is some of you, after I announced that I was going, booked travel to go, because we do have quite a few viewers on the West Coast. And for that, I apologize. But for right now, I am going to the show this weekend. Okay, not this weekend, but the next, as many of you know. But I do want it to be known out there, okay, that there is, you know, a likelihood that, a small likelihood that, a small chance that I won't be able to go. But I'm not going to put those negative vibes out there. But I want it to be open up with what the doctor just told me. This has been one of the weirdest medical months of my life, because I'll be honest, there are some times where I felt like just terrible, but I've never really felt sick. I never really felt like I had COVID. I never really felt like I had a fever. There really wasn't I don't feel bad now. Obviously, I feel like I can do a 2-hour stream. He cleared me to do it, but I am going to take it easy though tonight. So that will just about do it for me. Now, once again, tomorrow, Power Hour SEC. It is a pretty big video, okay? I feel like I need to take a stand, because there are a lot of things when you do this that you keep under wraps. And more often than not, when someone attacks you in the sports media world, you just let it go. There's so many of this, so many of these things that you don't know about. That happens, okay? And it's not just me. It's some of your other favorite LSU YouTubers, some of your other favorite college football YouTubers. There's stories that never get out about recruits, players. There's also media fights that happen all the time. I normally am not in it. I like to think that, you know, I get along with everyone. But this is a little bit different because, well, they're coming after my business. And we are going to protect the Power Hour brand that I, in theory, created, but it's also yours. It's yours. So we will fight this together tomorrow on Power Hour SEC, okay? Liam says, welcome to the channel, Liam Strick. Everybody welcome Liam here. You think Texas is going to get Jonah Williams? I feel like I do owe you a prediction, all right? So the RPM machines say Texas. Steve Wilfong says Texas. So as you guys know, I hate recruiting predictions. I do. I've lost a lot of money not trying, because look, there are plenty of recruiting prediction experts out there that miss like crazy. There's a college basketball one on Twitter. I don't remember who. Someone actually went through all his tweets and he had like a 30% hit rate on recruiting predictions and people still follow him. So I should just put ass in the air predictions out there. Jonah Williams, I'm still predicting will go to Texas. Aiden Anding will pick LSU. However, my prediction for Jonah Williams to Texas is very low. And I do think even if he does pick Texas, a lot of recruits do this. They pick a school before the season begins. And I mean right before the high school football season begins, just to get it out of the way so they can focus on their high school season. I would love to see data analysis on this. Players that force a recruiting commitment just for the sake of doing it before their high school season truly begins. I tend to think those commitments are shakier, okay? Now, I need to go back and look at the timeline, but I think, and someone please correct me, and obviously this is a small sample size of one 5-star recruit, and obviously this was a Louisiana recruit. I do believe Dominic McKinley was a guy, and by the way, if you super chat, I will fight through it. I do believe Dominic McKinley was a guy that committed right before the high school season. He picks Texas A&M, and obviously, in the grand scheme of things, he ended up picking LSU. Okay, let's go to Slander Pop. Texas going all out for Jonah after missing out on top 5 Texas prospects. Jared Guillory says he doesn't, and you've always not liked the three stars. Richard on Facebook, what's good, brother? Tyler is in here. Let's go. Kenya Digg is in here. Let's go. Tyler's one of my BFFs, man. Since Tyler is in, I was going to switch to the other hat, the hat that Tyler got me. Alan, good to see you. We welcome in all our followers on the Twitters as well. I don't have a big Twitter following, but I do have the blue check so I can live stream. Lance on Facebook, good to see you as well. Let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to get into tonight? Not really. Here in a second, my good friend, one of my best friends in sports media, Chris Gordy, will be on Blake's show. He does a big SEC show for the Locked On Network. I've known Gordy for a long time, going back to LSU. We did student media together. Okay? But other than that, just pray for me. Okay? I don't throw that out there. Pray for me as, like, I really don't want to miss this Vegas trip. I have so much stuff that we were going to get to do. So we're going to play it by ear. I do think I will be better and ready to go by then. Okay? So yeah, that'll do it for me. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom! Expect that number 18 announcement pretty soon, and tonight, we're doing barbecue chicken. Let's go. Let's go.